item A, approval or disapproval of Robert's Rules of Order. And I would like to place that as an agenda item. It is out of place here. I did not set up this order. And it must go after additions and deletions to the agenda. I am moving it to item 8A under other matters. Number two, directors' matters, disclosure matters. Does anyone have anything to disclose? Nope. Okay. Three, approval of additions to or deletions from the agenda. I would like to make an announcement. A governmental entity has a public purpose, and the bylaws establish this. Section 1, Authority, Green Mountain Water and Sanitation District, is a governmental subdivision of the state of Colorado and a body corporate with those powers of a public or quasi-municipal corporation which are specifically authorized by and in compliance with Section 32-1-101 et SEQ CRS et SEQ means and what follows. Section 2, purpose. It is hereby declared that the bylaws hereinafter set forth will serve a public purpose. Additionally, I am citing Section 8G of the bylaws. The president and chairman. The president shall be the chairman of the board and preside at all meetings. The president shall also be the chief executive officer of the district. Except as otherwise authorized, the president will sign all contracts, deeds, notes, debentures, warrants, and other instruments on behalf of the district. As president, I preside over the meetings. I have made a determination, particularly in light of the relevant letter the board received today, that specific items of the agenda are out of order. Therefore, as the authority vested in me as the presiding officer by the four corners and plain language of the bylaws, I am striking and removing from the agenda item 5, Directors Matters A, the rationale. This violates Section 8B of the district's bylaws. Item 5, Directors Matters B, the rationale, the violation of Section 8B of the district's bylaws, and the language of 5B is disparaging and unprofessional. Item 5, Directors Matters C, the rationale. This violates Section 8B and Section 8M of the district's bylaws. Item 6, Scott Gessler, so, discussion. You don't.
Point
don't,
of order. I'd like a
no,
ruling.
No, no, no.
I'd like a ruling on that. There is no question to be
there
called.
There is a question. Do you have dictatorial powers to set the agenda or not? I understand you can do one or the other. You cannot unilaterally do this.
I'm going to ask you to stop now.
No,
I'm going to
I'm
ask you to stop. You will stop.
Answer.
You will stop. Will you stop?
Interpretation.
You
okay.
Will stop. You will
this
stop.
Is
you
no.
Will stop. You
is
will
this.
Stop. You will
this
stop.
This is infantile behavior. This
you
is our
will
president.
Stop. You will
this.
Stop. You will stop.
This is the president.
You
of our
will
board.
Stop. You will stop.
You are not a dictator.
You will stop. I am presiding
we
over this meeting.
You cannot take a vote on all actions per the bylaws. All actions
stop.
Go through the board by board vote.
I am
that's
sorry
at the
to
crux of this
the thing
matter.
Is that. I
what
have
months?
The authority vested in me by the bylaws.
Can I get a
the bylaws supersede all
resolutions
and motions.
Everything goes
I have
vote.
The authority vested by
we
the bylaws.
We are a transparent government
the
that operates
all resolutions
and
motions.
Vote.
You are out of order. Anything else?
I'd like a legal interpretation.
Yeah, I object to this. I would like a legal interpretation. This is unbelievable. You are responsible for the decorum of this meeting, and you are out of order.
And so are you.
No, you are out of order.
You
I'm
are
completely
order.
Fine. Can I please get a...
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
It sounds to me like there's more that you have to say.
Yes.
I'd like to hear the entirety of what you have to say.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Now, item under item 8, other matters. The rationale is the lack of notice as per the Sunshine Law. Item IAA, the rationale again, this was my agenda item and therefore I am removing it. Given that, I see no need for an executive session and I am striking item number 7. I have heard your objections and the bylaws govern. Thank you.
May I see a copy of the agenda?
I have one right here.
So as I interpret it, you would like to strike all matters that you yourself did not directly put on this agenda.
I struck all of mine.
Agenda setting. You struck all directors' matters, the executive session that was advised by legal counsel. And your Roberts rules?
I struck the Roberts rules, yes.
Okay.
It is totally unprofessional of you to stand up there and yell at me. I do not, no, listen. I am presiding at the meeting. You cannot just sit there and erupt and yell at me. Say, no, it doesn't matter. We aren't even following Robert's Rules of Orders.
Okay.
We aren't
then
following
them. I can interrupt any time I want. Is that what
you're saying? No, that is not correct.
Well, either way, you're making it up as you go along. This is how it works. All actions per the bylaws must have a board vote.
I don't think so. Okay. So.
I'd like my copy of the agenda before I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Just you go.
He's printing
his copy of the agenda for him.
I honestly can't see the results. I think it's right. It's the access numbers right there.
So your proposal is to vacate number 1A, approval, disapproval, Robert's Rules of Order.
That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
And we conducted directors' matters, disclosure matters.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And as part of approval of additions to deletions from the agenda,
mm-hmm.
you have determined to strike the remainder of the meeting.
That's correct. And except for we can have public comment, and we can also adjourn.
Does that not require a vote of the board?
Comment and adjourn. Is that what I heard?
Mm-hmm.
So Director Hannigan, you are the president of the board.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And pursuant to the bylaws, you are the chairman.
Yes.
And I heard you recite the section 7G. President.
8G. I think it was 8G. Yes. President and chairman, right here.
Section 8.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
G, president and chairman.
Yes.
The president shall be the chairman of the board and preside at all meetings.
Mm-hmm.
President shall also be the chief executive officer of the
district. That's correct.
I appreciate your confirmation, but that's not necessary.
Thank you.
And section 8 continues on to describe the corresponding roles and duties of other board members.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I heard you also reference section 1, authority.
Mm-hmm.
Green Mountain Water and Sanitation District is a governmental subdivision.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Specifically authorized by and in compliance with section 32.1.101.
Yes.
Colorado Revised Statutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Public bylaw. The bylaws hereinafter set forth will serve a public purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And were there other citations that I've omitted?
I think, let me see if I have one. I would like to refer to, there was something in here, 8M, which I did not mention. And that is 8M, selection of agents, employees, engineers, accountants, and special consultants and attorneys of the district by the board will be based upon the relative qualifications and capabilities of this applicant and shall not be based on political services or affiliations. Agents and employees shall hold their offices at the pleasure of the board. All these things. So what it says applicants.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that argument. I think that that's something that will come up later in the discussion.
Yes.
I don't think that that's pertinent to the issue of whether the chairman can unilaterally vacate a meeting.
Yes.
So, section 7, conduct of business. Subpart C lays out the order of business of a regular meeting. This is a special meeting, so the order of business falls to the agenda rather than to section 7C, order of business. Section 7D, motions and resolutions. Each and every action of the board necessary for the governing and management of the affairs of, doesn't include it, but it should say the district, for the execution of the powers vested in the district and for carrying into effect the provisions of Article 1 of Title 2, Colorado Revised Statutes, shall be taken by the passage of motions or resolutions. On the basis of that, my understanding and reading of Title 32 in its entirety, no, I do not believe that the president of the board has the authority or power to unilaterally terminate this meeting.
I don't think so.
I didn't expect you to agree with me, but
yes,
that is my decision. And furthermore, if you decide not to participate in this meeting, a quorum of participating directors will remain should three of the directors determine to participate.
I understand.
So that's my legal advice to the board.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Following that advice, then I'd like to just proceed with the meeting as the agenda is.
I agree.
Which would lead us to public comment.
I would go ahead with public comment, okay? All right, who would like to speak?